Episode 429, How to Stop Going in Circles.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sisters and brothers. How are you doing? Are you leading your life with confidence? Are you exploding into the world of awesomeness? Of course you are. I pray you're having a marvelous day, and I'm thrilled that you're here. Delighted that you are just taking time for you to learn and grow. I am doing the same thing right with you. And today we are chatting about how to stop going in circles. Oh my goodness. So hang on to your seats because we are flying and we're flying fast. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome. I'm so thrilled that you have found this amazing family. Yes, I do think we're pretty amazing. We're incredible here. Why? Because we're doing life together. We're figuring it out. We're trying to solve problems, and not necessarily problems, but we're actually taking tools and strategies and applying them in our life so we can become our best selfie. And that is awesome because you know what? Your reflection, who you see in that mirror, who you believe that you are, is of most importance. So it's awesome that you're here. If you have any questions about Create Your Now, hey, come on, reach out. You can find me over at createyournow.com. You can find me also on Facebook and Twitter. Would love to hear from you. I am a relationship woman. Yes. And there's nothing better than getting to know those who are listening around the world because it's around the world. And I am just truly humbled every single time I think about it and I pray about it and I pray for you guys because literally when I say you are part of a family, as a mom of five with a wonderful, amazing husband and the cats and the puppy dog, you know, remember the bulldog, Rhino, all of us think of each of you as a member of our family. I talk to my children about you. I talk to my husband about you. I have conversations. You are real to us. This isn't like I'm just kind of talking into a microphone and putting it out there. This is truly something that I believe we are one. We're united in spirit. We're united in what we want for our life, that we want something more than maybe where we're at, or we want to fine tune where we're going. And that's the hope that you will find here. So we got to get down to business. How to stop going in circles. Oh my goodness. Do you ever feel like you're going in circles? Do you find yourself living life in circles? It's kind of like that spiral staircase. I'm actually recording this at a hotel. We're traveling and we're in a bigger city. And so we're up near the top floor next to, you know, there's 17. Well, I don't know necessarily how many floors there are because, you know, the elevator things, they really don't mean anything. But anyway, supposedly there's 17 floors. Okay. We're on the 16th floor. And interestingly enough, I'm one who, you know, fitness is good, got to exercise. And so I take the stairs a lot of the times. That's a lot of flight of stairs. And no matter how you do it, it's kind of like a spiral. It's a square spiral. I know, doesn't really go with circles, but work with me here. And going around it, when you start to look down the center as you're walking, do you notice that you kind of start to lose your balance a little bit? If you've ever been in an older home, and new homes have it too, but especially the older ones because that's where the boards creak and crack and they make all that weird noise and you think you're going to fall through, you know, on the next step. Those spiral staircases that go up like three flights, they are so awesome, but they're also very scary. In our life, when we keep going in circles, it can be exactly that. Even if we're just walking, kind of coasting through, no big deal. Not even thinking we're going to put any energy into it and huffing and puffing. But how do you stop going in circles? It's interesting, the spiraling effect can actually become an addiction. You know that set in drama? The stuff that literally has a chemical reaction in your body. Your mind is like, whoa, 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 whoa. I love this stuff. Give me more. And so it's hard for you because you become addicted to it. It's like a drug to just say no. And so what happens? You continue on that spiral train and you keep going and you keep going. It may be in your job. It's the same old, same old. You're putting up with the same CRAP. And you're like, oh, one of these days, I'll be bold enough to take a stand and do what I need to do. But right now, nope, just going to do it. It pays the bills. Don't want to ruffle any feathers. Nope, nope, nope. It can be with your children. And your children, oh my goodness gracious, all you do is find yourself on the go, literally. One activity to the next. How many activities do you have a night? Yes, I asked a night. Because for most families with more than two children or more, they're doing a minimum of two activities, if not three, a night. And they may get one night off. But usually it's only because they have one activity that night. Where's your life in that? Are you spiraling out of control? Are you going in circles with your new business? Going, oh my gosh, I think I've got it. Oh yes, and you get running that way and you keep going and going and going. And the next thing you know, you're gaining traction. And then you're like, wait a minute, this isn't going nowhere. I just got this spiral effect, but I'm kind of comfortable with where I'm at. So I'm going to stay here. It's addictive. It's a drug. Those circles that we have in life, it's a drug. And I guess if you really want to be a drug addict and you want to stick to that spiral, you know, train of circles, then go right ahead. But if you're ready to say, no, this isn't the direction that I need to be going, then you've come to the right place. Yes. Also, another thought too. Have you noticed that when you're going in circles, you have a tendency to kind of play that victim? Oh, woe's me. And it's like, oh. And it's real easy because you can play the victim card instead of the victor card. You don't want victory. You just want people to feel sorry for you. You're wanting that approval. You're wanting that attention that, oh, man, she's suffering, isn't she? Man, he does so much. Man, poor little thing. Is that what kind of keeps you going too? Because you know what? You can even get addicted to that attitude. It's weird how our bodies, you know, gain that kind of woohoo feeling. If you love to go shopping, you know what I'm talking about. Or you order that. I mean, come on, guys, seriously. You order something online and that box comes and is like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And you get that box rush when you open it up. And it's like, whoa. Oh. And you're just like, oh my goodness. Yeah. All of it's addictive. And so when we keep going in circles in our life and we're not willing to really stop long enough to say, wait a minute, is this something that I really want? It's usually because it becomes an addictive behavior. Yes, we become addicted to our own behaviors as if they're drugs. Wow. Never maybe thought about it that way, huh? Well, when you add all of it up, anything in life, too much of one thing can be a bad thing and too little of another thing could be a good thing and vice versa. No matter how you turn it around, too much of a bad thing can be a good thing. Too little of a bad thing can be a good thing. I mean, you can sit there and play with it all you want to. All you are is drawing circles. You're just on that circle train. And you're going, yes. This week I saw a video, I believe it was on the TV news, and I don't know exactly where. It's in another country, I think it came from China. Please, my Chinese sisters and brothers, don't hold me to that. I might be wrong, so I apologize if I am in advance. But they were on a train. I don't know if it was a monorail or what it was, a subway-type train, but it was a train and commuter-type train. And they're on it, and the doors did not shut. So these passengers were taking this video, and these doors, I mean, it's going fast. You can see their hair, you know, blowing in the wind. They're not strapped in. They're just holding on. I mean, they look like they are literally on the edge of where that door is going to close. It's really quite frightening. When you're living a life on the spiral train, and you keep going in circles, it can be daggum scary. And you don't want to get off because you're afraid of what? What's going to happen over there? Is there a safety net? Because sometimes when you're on the train that you're on and you're going in those circles, at least you know what's happening. You think you have control, don't you? But then all of a sudden, the brakes are put on. And all H-E double hockey sticks breaks loose. Yeah. That's a really uncomfortable feeling. And that's not a train that you want to be on. You don't want to have those brakes be the stopping point of getting off that circle train. Getting away from the spiral way of life. Just because it's quite dramatic and awesome and you're addicted to it and you like the victimhood of it. Maybe you get a little more attention. So what can you do? How can you stop going in circles? I am so glad you asked. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Are you ready for this? Yeah, remember that video I was telling you about? You Google it. I'm telling you, jump off, take a leap of faith. Yep, jump off that train. Okay, now if you were on that train, I would not want you to jump off. You know what I mean. Obviously, you know you're going to fall. There is no safety net. So we're not talking literally with that. But in your circles, going in circles in your life, yeah, you need to jump off. You need to take a leap of faith. It sounds simple, but it's not easy. Why? Because number one, it takes commitment. You have to commit. You have to be relentless. Sometimes jumping off requires you to do more than staying on that train. And going in circles is so much easier. And at least you know what's going to happen. So you actually have balance. Isn't that weird? How to stop going in circles. Sometimes it's easier to continue going in circles because you found balance in it. No, you've just accepted it. You become comfortable with it. You become addicted to your own behavior because you know what's happening. So you've kind of created this safety net, which really isn't a safety net, but it appears to be that. So when you jump off, you have to commit. You have to be relentless. You have to be bold. Yeah, you have to be bold. If you're looking at changing jobs and putting your resume together and going out there and saying, yeah, I want to look for something, that's being bold. That takes boldness. It takes commitment. It also takes what? Confidence. You got to be confident. When you jump off, you may not know what's going to happen or where you may land. Or what you may reason out in your head may not be exactly what happens. At the same time, it may even be better than what you thought might happen. How cool would that be? Yes. So you got to be confident. Number four, you have to trust your strengths. What you know. Most of the time, when we're stuck on the train, the spiral train, going in circles, it's because why? Think about it. Most of the time, it's because we're letting somebody else control it. We're letting somebody else, you know, take the lead. You, my friend, are the leader of your life. You have to trust your strengths, what you know. Do what's right for you. If that means that, you know what, you have a serious talk with your children and you say, you know what, we are on this train that's going nowhere. You guys are tired and crabby. It makes me tired and crabby because you're tired and crabby because I'm responding to it. Daddy doesn't like it when we're gone all the time. And so I think it's about time we maybe start to limit how many things we're involved in. What do you really want to do? Gasp, I know. Imagine that, cutting back on things, especially what your children are doing, so you can get off the train, so you can jump off, so you can, you know, create a life that you really want to have. Well, think about it. Are your children playing the card of being a victim? Oh, but mom, if I don't do this, nobody will like me. All my friends are doing it. Big tears running down their eyes. I know, I've seen it all. I've heard it all. But I'm telling you, you have to look. When you are continuously going in circles, it is taking away days and months of your life. And the question is it worth it? Is it worth you continuing on these circles? Continuing on the spiral train? Going nowhere, but just doing the do. What do you really want in your life? This is your time to lead. This is your time to say, you know what? I am tired of this. I need to commit. I need to be bold. I need to be relentless. I need to have confidence. I need to trust my strengths. I need to take a chance on myself. Yeah, jump off. Take a leap of faith. Now, obviously, you know, each situation is different. And so you got to look at the individual positives and negatives, the possible good outcomes, the possible negative outcomes. And you know, you have to be very strategic before you take that jump. But I think wholeheartedly, you know what I'm talking about. You know the circle that you have been going on and on and on, and that you're trapped in and you're tired of it. And all you needed was a little push. Today, here you have it. Jump off. Take a leap of faith. Pray about it. Go commit. Be relentless. Be bold. Have confidence and trust your strengths. I can't wait to see you on another train. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.